It's our pleasure to welcome Megan Mask, proprietor of Bring It On by Megan Mask.
First of all, tell me a bit about yourself. Besides coaching, are you a local girl? What you do besides coaching, what your other interests might be?
My name's Megan Mask. I am the owner of Bring It On by Megan Mask, which was started actually because of COVID. I'm a mom. I have three boys. Right now they're 10, 9, and 5. I'm a wife. I was a stay-at-home mom. When COVID happened and hit, when we were told to stay isolated, my kids, friends, parents were calling, asking, can we please get the kids together? They need to be around other kids. And we turned the yard into a ninja warrior obstacle course. It became very popular. Turns out adults really liked it as well. And that's where I got back into teaching and coaching. I had just lost 80 pounds. I was in pretty good shape. When I was younger, I taught power skating, played sports. I was trained at an MMA club. So it was something that I was used to doing. Nowadays, I do a little bit of everything. Self-defense is huge for me. I just finished a hockey camp. I did a ring-out camp before that. And I work for townships.
What do you get out of the experience?
I teach people how to be confident. No matter what it is that I'm teaching, whether it's a kickboxing class, self-defense, boot camps, get active, my main goal is to teach people to be confident and to let them know that they can do anything. So I feel very fulfilled.
What has been one of the biggest challenges since you began your coaching career?
At first, when I first started it, I was doing it in my backyard. So the challenge of trying to be a mom, a wife, and separate the two was very challenging. And then my business kept growing and growing. And that's where it's been really challenging for me to figure out home life and work life.
Is coaching something you'd recommend to someone else?
Absolutely. If you want to make a difference in somebody else's life, coaching is the way to go. There are challenges, though. I am constantly, constantly researching and learning. If you're going to coach and be a good coach or trainer, you have to constantly be learning and research new ways how to do things. My best advice for a coach, even if they've been coaching for 10 years, keep learning.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
I love to see people feel good about themselves. There's so many obstacles in life. When somebody says to me, I can't do this, it's too hard. If I can help them get over that, it is so rewarding.
And anything I didn't ask that you wanted to include?
If you're going to be a good coach or trainer, you definitely need to be able to push those people out of their comfort zone. Just like in life, if you're comfortable at something, you're not going to make it to the next stage. You have to push yourself out. If you're afraid to do something, it's probably what you need to do. You need to get out of your comfort zone in order to grow.
Okay. Well, you're kind of like a life coach. All right. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you so much, Rick.
Megan Mask, proprietor of Bring It On by Megan Mask. Hooray for Coaches is a presentation of Doucette Insurance, covering your assets online at doucetteinsurance.ca.